from Terminal 3 in Port Canaveral. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday morning, July 30th, 2021. Crystal Cruises has added Miami as an embarkation port for its Bahamas cruises on Crystal Serenity. Passengers sailing one of the ship's seven-night round-trip cruises will now have three embarkation points to choose from, either Saturdays in Nassau, Bahamas, Sundays in Bimini, or Mondays in Miami. The first Miami embark is scheduled for August 9th. For those who were already on the ship, it'll be treated just like a regular port day. And because the ship will now have embarkations in Florida, they will not be requiring vaccinations for guests embarking there. However, those guests who are not vaccinated will be subject to additional pre-cruise testing and restrictions during the voyage. And Disney Cruise Line has announced new details on its adult offerings aboard the upcoming Disney Wish. For the first time on a Disney ship, the spa will have an ice lounge as well as an outdoor sun deck area. Disney Wish will also feature a Tangled-inspired saloon and a Captain Hook-themed barber shop, complete with a bar. I said saloon, didn't I? Salon, I meant. I apologize. Disney Wish is set to sail her inaugural voyage from here at Port Canaveral next summer. And the day is finally here. After six delays, Carnival Cruise Line's newest ship is preparing to sail this weekend. Mardi Gras will depart from right behind me at Terminal 3 here on Saturday for her long-awaited seven-night voyage. The seven-night cruise will call to San Juan, Amber Cove in the Dominican Republic, and Nassau, Bahamas, and also include three sea days. I'll be on board, so make sure you follow along at cruiseradio.net and on the Cruise Radio Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds to get a first-hand look at this brand-new ship coming in at 180,000 tons. Stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 22.71. Royal Caribbean 79.99, down 1.2%. And Norwegian down 0.9%, 25.29. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Port Canaveral at Terminal 3, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.